can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
After successfully building a giant robot, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan.
Keith.
I wish we could build a giant robot.
I know, right?
Mariano.
Blowing the facade,
that was pretty
Mariano.
Dope, bro. That was pretty dope.
That was pretty, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. You get props for that one. That's like the best one this week. They're all good, but that was really good.
It just started. Hey, guys, how's it going? It's the GSMC Movie Podcast, that thing I just shouted before. Now I'm going to say it in a more normal voice.
Oh, is that what that was?
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Today is a very special episode. I'm sure I don't have to tell you guys why, but let's just pretend everyone's dumb, and I'll just say it anyways. It's episode 23.
Yes. Why?
That's right. The big 2-3.
Yes.
The same age as...
me.
Mariano. Yeah.
There you go.
So this is going to be a Mariano-themed episode. All mainly, right. When I say that, me and Keith aren't going to talk whatsoever beyond this intro.
Starting right now. Just kidding.
Okay. All right. So without further ado, today's episode is going to be centered on Sausage Party, the movie with Seth Rogen in it. And, of course, we have Joshy with the amazingly talented Thomas Middleditch. So.
Yes.
What do you guys think? What do you guys
want
to
hit? Let's go with Sausage Party first.
Sausage Party first?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, if you insist.
One in the movie, the one in the box office right now. So, yeah. Yes. So, Sausage Party, where do we start?
We can talk about who's in it, and we can talk about what it's done, and we can get that under.
Yes. Yes. So, Sausage Party is an animated film. It's out in the theaters right now, and it's directed by Greg Tiernan and Conrad Vernon. Greg has, oh, wow. A lot of 34 credits as a director. He's done Thomas and Friends, First Class Stories.
What a show off.
He's done a lot of Thomas and Friends,
Thomas,
actually.
Thomas,
that seems to be his thing.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know if you guys saw kind of the hype behind this movie because of him, because Thomas and Friends is one of those like legendary animation, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's done, yeah.
And people made a big stink, not like stink, a big deal in a good sense that the guy who did, you know, the Thomas...
Now, this is series. Thomas the Tank Engine, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And... a lot of people were excited to see
in a
movie that's animated but way more like adult oriented.
Yeah, he also did a Disney's animated storybook, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the video game, actually.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's.
I didn't know there was a Hunchback video game.
I didn't either until now.
But this guy, though, as far as animated directors go, he's the big deal. Well, the word that they used was legendary.
Okay, well, so he's one director.
Yeah.
The other one is Conrad Vernon. So, and he has directed Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, Monsters vs. Alien, Shrek 2, and the Itsy Bitsy Spider one episode. Itsy's Favorite Haunt. Yeah, he did that one.
Which was obviously his biggest one.
And right. I do remember Hunchback of Notre Dame. Sure. I played the game on the PC when I was a kid.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I wrong in thinking that Monsters vs. Aliens, that was Seth Rogen and this guy's first kind of collaboration?
It looks that way.
Right. Okay.
Who's going to argue with us? We're on top. We have a podcast. We can say whatever we want.
So, yes, this film does star Seth Rogen, of course.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. That explains that voice.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of hype for this movie. There was a lot going
Michael
on
Sarah's
for it.
In this film.
I like Michael Cera.
You've got smaller parts with, you know, Seth Rogen's James friends Franco. Like mm-hmm. you know, Jonah Hill, and you
the
know,
usual cast from
the usual suspects. You
Bill
know?
Hader. Yeah. So mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going for it. And Miss Selma Hayek. Did you already say that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Miss Selma Hayek was in that one.
Yeah. So you want to tell people what this film's about?
Okay. Yeah. So this movie, it takes place in this world where food is all alive, but we're not on the very same level of perception. We can't really see what they're doing. We don't understand. But food can talk, and it can sing, and it can move around, pick things up, dance. And they all have this kind of doctrination, this dogma that they believe in, that humans, us, were the gods, and we're going to take them away to a better place, away from the shopping market.
The great beyond.
The great beyond. But yeah. As I'm sure you guys have seen from the trailers, and also from real life, that's kind of not what happens whenever we take food home. So
it goes to a great beyond. Right?
I was going
to
say.
This movie is basically food dealing with the revelation that it is, in fact, just food.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
this movie is so R-rated. I like it.
This is R-rated.
Yeah, to the max.
As it can be. You can't even say it's R-rated. You have to say the F word, and then it's R-rated.
That's why I describe it off-air.
But that movie says the F word, I think, almost a record number of times, it feels like. They really did not hold the punches
so
on any of the language.
So this is not a film for children at all.
Yeah, no.
Do not bring your kids in thinking, oh, a talking hot dog.
I don't even think, yeah, definitely. So, and Jordan, what was your take on this film?
There were some problems that I had kind of with it, you know, through at certain points. But overall, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. It was silly. It was zany. It was funny because this is a Seth Rogen movie, and you're going into it. It's a dumb movie. Let me go ahead and say that. This is a stupid movie.
Right.
This is stupid like The Interview was. This is stupid like Pineapple Express was. And stupid like Keanu was, but it's a good stupid to me.
An enjoyable
something
stupid.
That was enjoyable.
Yeah.
This is a movie that you come out of it learning no lesson. There's no message that's being delivered other than this is really just bad. I mean, well, I guess
okay.
You could
if you're digging. It's just entertainment. That's all.
So,
there's a lesson under the surface, but if you just wanted to look at it and just stare at the TV, it's also something that you can get something from.
What's the rating that you give it?
We'll talk about it a little bit more before I go into a rating. What do you think, Keith?
Well, I want to go last on this, Mariano.
Okay, I agree. It's a stupid movie, not in a bad way. There's nothing very like deep or kind of subtextual about the movie. It's got some good novelty factor because I don't think I've seen a movie like this before, at least not to this degree. You know, like a child's movie kind of turned terrible.
And there has been, you know,
but this one's the best one.
Yeah, this and really punches it in.
This to me felt like Conker's Bad Fur Day, the video game. To see like cute little teddy bears and you know and like
I know what you're
being
talking
so
about,
terrible.
Yeah.
It was fun because it was new. But the novelty got a little bit old toward the end. Like after a while, like okay, I get it.
You felt like it kind of dragged on a bit,
but a bit, not much. It was a good movie.
No, I see what you mean, and it was definitely a. And I guess this is also you can say a Seth Rogen movie, but it was also like a stoner movie where I can see.
Yeah, that's what you mean by stupid movies. A stoner
yeah,
movie.
That, yeah, and that's basically it. But that if you keep that in mind, and if you're not searching out for anything, and just kind of saying giving the movie what it is, it's. Something that's not trying to get deeper. It's not trying to get smarter. It's
yeah,
just
which
is
fine,
is.
Though, because I feel like now that there have been this many Seth Rogen movies, people know what they're in for.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into. Right. You know you're not looking for, like, the next, I don't know, a hologram for the king.
And that's okay, because they're enjoyable. I love Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, you know, there was nothing, like, really about the movie.
I understand what you mean. What did you think, Keith?
I thought this film was horrible.
Oh, really?
This is the worst film I've seen all year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't care for it at all. I thought it was funny, maybe 3 or 5%, 3 to 5% funny. The stereotyping of all the different foods in the market was just way too alarming and too much. I didn't care for this at all. This film, this would be the lowest rating film I will probably do all year. I'm pretty sure.
What would it be like a one? Because I think you've
given
it a 2.
Zero.
Oh wow.
Yeah, maybe a 1. This is a horrible film.
Okay.
I didn't care for it at all. It wasn't funny. It was insulting. The premise was bad. It just, I didn't care for it at all. It just,
you know, I'm glad.
I couldn't wait for it to be over, to be honest.
I'm glad that you put it so strongly because this movie has been a little polarizing, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I know why. And I just, you
like
know.
Like this one and Suicide Squad have really, you either love it or you don't.
Yeah.
And
I've been a fan of Seth Rogen, but watching this takes away from that.
I don't know. I like this one better than The Interview.
Have you seen The Interview, Keith?
No. I refuse to even watch that film.
Yeah,
just on that premise was just bad.
The Interview was weak.
I mean, I understand why there was so much controversy about
that movie.
There's
something you can learn about The Interview that really kind of taps into this movie as well as far as Seth Rogen movies go.
Well, my thing was about The Interview. I wasn't like offended by, you know, there was nothing about it like that. That I found like, oh, this is just terrible. It was just a boring movie to me. It wasn't that funny. It wasn't that great.
No, I didn't like the interview too much either.
Yeah.
It really was.
Pineapple Express was hilarious, I thought.
Pineapple Express was good. I did enjoy that. There were some things about that film I didn't like, but I did enjoy it overall.
I said,
I like most of Seth Rogen's films, but this one was... This was a horrible film to me. I didn't care for it at all. Like I said, I didn't even like the premise. It just made no sense. It was just silly. And like I said, you know, lots of stereotyping that was just, and it just came too much at ease. It was just really disturbing. Really. I mean, I wish I had another word to use instead of disturbing to tell you how much I didn't like this film.
Well, we're going to have to go to a commercial break soon. I'm sure when we come back for the wrap-up, we're going to still be talking about this. But if I can just say one thing.
So far, this is the worst film I've seen so far this year.
To close on that, though, if I could say something before we do go, I would like to say that I think the interview kind of taught me a lot, because before the interview came out, there was an unimaginable amount of hype for a movie that was a comedy. I mean, there was so much. And people even kind of thought, this is a movie that's going to have an important message, something that, you know, might start a revolution.
Well,
they were expecting
about killing
so much.
A world leader. I mean, a real life world leader, and making that into a comedy, and they wonder why that was polarized.
Yeah. I mean, the big thing about it was people were kind of expecting this to be a message for, like, you know, the things that are going on in North Korea. But what it turned out to be was a dumb Seth Rogen stoner comedy. So
of course, I mean,
one of the things that, like, that knowing that kind of prepared me to see any other Seth Rogen movie. It's where the expectations are going to lie. This is going to be a movie that I'm not going to go out of the theater thinking.
But you can't. But you shouldn't have to dumb yourself down. Like, you guys didn't. You guys butchered Nine Lives, and I'm just really, like, surprised that you like this film, but you didn't like Nine Lives. And I'm just like, I'd rather watch Nine Lives and The Shallows over this again.
Well, I liked The Shallows. I liked The Shallows.
Yeah, yeah, which is fine. Well, I didn't, but yeah.
No worries. Well, we'll dive into this after the commercial break.
Yeah, we'll jump into commercial. Okay.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast. I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Keith.
And this little segment here, we're going to be reviewing that new indie film, Joshi.
Yeah, starring Thomas Middleditch in it. Yeah, along with a lot of other funny guys.
That one came out, what, for Sundance?
That came out for Sundance, and it came out over here.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So
I liked it, but before we get into it,
we can talk
Keith
about
the... jump into some details here.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, Joshi. This film is directed by Jeff Baena, and he has also directed Life After Beth.
That was a really good movie.
Well, was it? I haven't seen it. Okay. And he's also doing, it's in post-production right now, The Little Hours. But as a writer, he wrote Joshi. He wrote Life After Beth. And, oh, he wrote I Heart Huckabees. Okay. I didn't know that. Good stuff.
Those good old Huckabees.
Yeah, that's a good movie. So, yeah, Joshi, story about just a regular guy who's, you know, he's engaged to be married. And,
yeah, the engagement ends abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, we could just say...
I didn't even watch the trailer for this. I just saw the movie, so...
No, me neither. I just saw it, and I really enjoyed it. So, basically, synopsis is a guy, 4 months after the suicide of his fiancée, a man and his buddies decide to move forward with plans for a wild bachelor party. So that's...
Yes, because he couldn't get the deposit back.
Yeah.
So, and you get to see Joshi interact with all of his friends, and it's a... This was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed the...
it was really cool.
I really enjoyed it as well. It was a lot of fun. And do you guys know that the music was composed by...
Devendra Bernhardt?
Yes.
Bernhardt? Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I actually want to get that soundtrack now that you mentioned it. Yeah. Because it was
really
pretty cool.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, it was. I liked it a lot.
I'm a big fan of Devendra Banhart, and it was just really nice to hear his music, to recognize
him. Yeah, it was very cool. Very. So, and Tom Spindledish, where is he from?
He's been in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
He's a really funny person. He's
is he a stand-up comedian or just a sketch dude or what? I mean, just a regular actor?
Sure, he's done some stand-up. He's done you can see him on the Comedy Bang Bang podcast. That's one of the things.
Okay, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah,
okay.
we talked about that a bit. He's in a lot of smaller movies like The Bronze, Search Party, The Final Girls. But his, I think his big claim to fame would be the HBO show Silicon Valley.
Okay. So he's a regular on that?
He's the main character on it, actually. He's the star of the show.
All right, so I might watch it now that I know that he's on it. So
isn't he a great actor?
Like, yeah, he was great. This was really good. My favorite scene, well, there was two, but the one I'll mention is his Harry Carey impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
From the Saturday Night Live guy.
That was... I know what you're talking about. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When you said Harry Carey, I didn't know what you meant for a second. I had to
me neither.
To snap on. I thought you went a totally different route.
No, from the Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
The Saturday Night Live skit with the older guy who does that, the way he talks all funny about things. Yeah.
I'm glad you you said you clarified which Harry Carey.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Nothing else.
So there's actually a lot of great stars in this movie, especially in the comedy world. A lot of people.
Uh-huh.
You've got Aubrey Plaza in it. You guys know her from Parks and Rec, along with Life After Beth. Nick Kroll, he's in The League, and also he had a part in Sausage Party. So.
Mm-hmm.
So double Nick Kroll episode. We also have Adam Paley, Ginny Slate, Brett Gelman. So
Nick Kroll was funny in this movie. Okay, that's who he is. Okay,
even Alison Brie was had a little part in this as well. Yeah. So it was a big cast, a lot of fun.
Yeah, Lauren Graham's in it too. Actually, briefly.
From
Gilmore Girls, which is being filmed now on Netflix. The extended. New version of that show.
You excited for Gilmore Girls?
Not at all.
Okay. At least he's honest, folks.
Not at all.
So
uh-huh.
What did you guys think of the movie? You guys liked it? It was fun?
I thought it was a great film. It was a pleasant surprise. I didn't know what to expect, especially when the opening happened. I was like, where? Because, it starts off and it's like, oh, okay, they're a happy couple in love. And the next thing I know, suicide, she's dead. And I'm just like, whoa, where's this going? I thought it was going to take this really dark rabbit hole turn, and it did, and it didn't. So,
yeah.
But I really enjoyed his friendships, his friends, and how they hung by him and they looked out for him. And one of my favorite other scenes is when his friend came with his wife and kid.
Oh yeah, that was funny. The cocaine thing.
Well, I don't know if we can.
Well, that's in the trailer.
Yeah,
Now, so, there's a lot of parts in it that are funny, and at the same time, there's a lot of dramatic parts in it as well.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a kind of movie I don't think we've reviewed yet. The feel of it.
Well, it's definitely a drama with some comedy thrown in. It might be a dramedy, but it was a different, cool kind of film to watch because, suicide is such a serious issue. And. It's just interesting because, when they get to the cabin, they don't see Joshy yet. And you're like, okay, well, what kind of state's he going to be in? And, outside appearance, when they do see him, he just looks like he's holding it all together and everything's fine. And then, eventually we get to that moment where we're all waiting for where he starts to open up. And it's just, it's just a great film. It's just really good. And by the time they see him, he's holding it together. And it's just, he's doing pretty good, but you're just waiting for that, that other, foot to drop or,
pin. For the facade to fall.
Yeah. And to see him express himself. And, the film gets even more interesting when that happens. But just his support, like I said, it was that ensemble cast was really good. And then, his friend, Adam, who's played by Alex Ross Perry, at first when I'm watching him, he's the nerdy guy, the nerdy friend who just wants to play this game all day. And I'm just like, he's driving me nuts. But then his character opens up and grows too. And it was just, it was really cool. This was a nice, pleasant surprise.
So there was a lot to like about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there was. Especially with the movie that still focused and centered around suicide. It was really
good. That's a touchy subject for some people. Myself included, that's something where there is a good chance that if a movie is about suicide, I'm going to I'm going to analyze it a lot, and there's a good. I might be a little bit less forgiving for some.
Yeah,
of the
you might be very
do.
Critical of it. I understand that.
Right. I think they handled it really well, though. I think they did.
They
did
they
a tremendous job,
so
and some
well.
Of the parts felt incredibly heavy. So there was a lot of things that would make you laugh out loud, but they still balance that drama in where you have to go, "Oh my God, this is." They don't let – it's funny, but they don't let you forget what this movie's about.
Exactly. And they do that in a perfect, masterful way because basically this film is about dealing with the after effects of suicide.
Right.
That's, people yeah. left behind and how they're coping with their lives.
Exactly. That's one of the 2 points I would have about this movie was the first being – I think this movie is so – I think that the kind of the relational web that they built was so like realistic and not at all overly – kind of dramatized for a movie or overly, you know, humorous, that they should have pushed, you know, like I wish somebody would have picked it up like Paramount and put it out in theaters. You know, I feel like a lot of people would have gotten a kick out of it. I liked the, it was just kind of a realistic dynamic. Like I feel like when I watched this movie, if I had a friend that was going through this or I was going through this,
uh-huh.
I feel like this is how the conversations would actually go.
No, it felt very real.
Right?
It felt like, because in the movie, it features a lot of friends that really don't know the right answer to fixing, to helping somebody get through something like this.
And there's no right answer.
Yeah,
and that's the point.
There is no right answer.
The discovery is that partying, that this and that, that, you know, trying to take your mind off of it, a lot of things that you would apply whenever you're upset, those aren't really the fix, that there is no fix to this problem.
No.
And I think that was an important lesson that the audience got to learn with the friends as
exactly.
they're trying everything they could.
And his friends were so great because they still were able to make him laugh and
right.
feel good
I was
about
say,
himself.
Like forget about.
And remind him that he's still Joshy, no matter, you know, despite all of that, you know. So, and it's good to have a support system, you know, because a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of people don't have one. So, and then crazy things can happen. So, yeah, this was a pleasant surprise. I didn't know what to expect, but when I watched it, I was digging it. It was, it was cool. I enjoyed it a lot.
This one quickly climbed up like top five that we've seen so far. Okay. I like this movie a lot.
Me too. Good recommendation, Jordan. Good recommendation.
Yeah, no, I would like movies. I would like to do movies more like review more like this. And I think that says, you know, volumes about how much I cared about it because I think this movie was necessary for somebody to watch. Like, hey, if somebody's going through something tragic, it really helps you understand. It really helps you understand that nothing you can say is going to fix anything unless just being there for somebody.
I was going
to
say.
And that's all he needed was people to be there.
Right.
Him being in that cabin by himself would not have been a good thing.
And it's not like some kind of Donnie Darko movie where if you put it – or Titanic where you put it on and you know you're going to be upset. Despite this heartbreaking subject, they handle it so well that I could watch it again and I know I'm not going to be upset after watching it.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. Well, I think they focused more on the fact of – I don't know if I would call this so much this movie based on suicide more so than this movie's based on kind of overcoming the tragic effect of suicide. So it's not so much. I like the way Keith put it earlier of kind of going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I feel like this one is actually more focused on either we could either call it not going down that rabbit hole when one could or climbing back out of that rabbit hole.
Yes.
That upward trend creates that kind of euphoric feeling of, hey, you've got your people and they help you out. Even if indirectly or even if in their own like quirky way, just being around, being the crazy people that you are with or without the current situation allows Joshy to kind of distance himself from the gravity of what's going on and creates that sort of like safe place where he doesn't have to be the center of attention. But sometimes that's what people want because when you're in a position similar to this, everyone caters to you and for some weird reason, it feels terrible. So when everybody's doing their own thing and having fun despite you or regardless of you, you're more free to kind of jump in and out as you please. And it creates that little kind of like wedge of freedom that makes you want to open up. It's one of those things where like if someone's force feeding you, you don't want it. But if they offer to you, you're more likely because it's on your terms.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. And I also felt like this film was, in regards to who he is and his friends, when he got to see them have their own problems, that helped him too.
Exactly. It humanizes them more.
So that was cool. So, my rating for this film, I'm actually going to give it 9, close to a 10.
Yeah. 10.
I'm going to give it a 10-2. No, I'm stuck. I'm going to give it a 9.5. That's how because there's a lot of other movies here that I feel like I'm going to keep going back to that really deserve that. But this movie comes incredibly close because it touches on something that I have a lot of feelings towards, and it handled it incredibly well. And I agree with you guys. I don't think this is a movie necessarily about suicide, but about overcoming tragedies.
Exactly.
Like that.
With your friends, using the support that you've got.
Right, and reminding you of the value of having good friends. And, you know, maybe we all need to get to a cabin with friends and hang out for a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, just to remind ourselves that we should be living and celebrating life.
Let's get a cabin in the woods. Let's discuss the details.
But no horror movie.
During our commercial break. Right? So
gotcha.
When we come back, we're going to be doing a wrap-up and discussing our vacation plans. So you guys hang in there.
Yes.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, and we're back. This is Keith.
This is Mariano.
This is Jordan.
And you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Movie Review Podcast, episode 23, as Jordan told you. And we were just finishing up talking about the great independent film, Joshi. It's a drama. It's a comedy. As my friend C would say, it's a dramedy. So that's what that, yeah, so that's what I would call that. Great film. Really, really enjoyed it.
Can I just inject this little snippet of info, too?
Sure.
It did win awards at Sundance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It won like 4.
Right
well
on.
Deserved.
That's a big deal. Yeah. That's yeah. So yeah, definitely watch this film. It's a great film. It's heavy. It's light. It's balanced. It's all of the above. And it's a good film about, you know, celebrating life, not taking things for granted, and having good friends.
I think it does a very good job with the struggle that one must appreciate to get from a dark place to a not so dark place.
Exactly.
And it did in such a realistic way that you just have to love it and appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah. In regards to Sausage Party, yeah, like I said, I give it like a 1 or a 0.
I'll give Sausage Party like a – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, you know, like I said, there's other films of Seth Rogen's that I've liked, but this was just definitely not one of them. So
I understand where you're coming from with it, Keith. Yeah. I did enjoy it. I liked what it was. I didn't want it to be anything else other than it was, which was, you know, just a dumb, not a kids movie style.
Yeah, I just want to say, though, for the masses and for those listening, comedy does not have to be dumb to be good.
Oh, not at all.
And a lot of comedy today, it gets a little too dumb, and it just that gets really agitating as well. Comedy can be smart. You know, Richard Pryor is smart. Lenny Bruce is smart.
Oh, but Richard Pryor is
a classic. Yeah,
yeah,
you
know, George legendary.
It depends smart. On where you're looking,
you know,
because even whenever
is smart, Jane Curtin is smart.
George Carlin was so good.
You know,
but yeah. You know, and no offense to Seth Rogen, but I mean, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Seth Rogen don't belong in the same sense.
Like,
so, I mean,
I agree, man.
There was dumb comedy going on when Richard Pryor was made, and there's smart comedy that's going on right now with Sausage Party made. It's
no,
all about where you look and what you're in the mood for.
Well, here's what I was getting at was that.
I think comedy's gotten a lot dumber now than back in the day.
I think Seth Rogen movies started strong and then got weaker and weaker. This one I liked better than his other recent stuff, like
The Interview.
The Interview was I watched it. It was just boring. Like I didn't. There was nothing like too offensive about it or anything. I just couldn't get through it, and I really didn't want to watch it. I just watched it because people hyped it so much. So I was like, okay, well, I need to see what's going on here, and I really couldn't get through it. I got bored. This Is the End was so annoying to me. I couldn't even finish it. I went to Hollywood Horror Nights and Universal's this year,
uh-huh.
And I didn't even want to go through the This Is the End maze. It was just so like
ouch.
Yeah, But so this one, I mean, yeah. as far as his later movies.
You hated the movie so much that
you didn't even want to see the maze.
If they turn it into a maze.
It's like that sometimes,
but the thing
man.
Is, though, it's not that I hated the movie. It was just so bland. I just had better things to do. I just went back to the Halloween maze. It was so good. But
nor would I walk this movie if it was a maze made out of corn.
I mean, there was just no interest level. But this one, comedy doesn't have to be dumb, but I think every now and again it's okay to be kind of dumb. And as long as you're trying things that are somewhat new, and to make like a, some of it was kind of cute. Like I like the, you know, the whole spaghetti thing. I won't give away too much, but the can of spaghetti. Some of it was a little like, okay, I can see where that's somewhat funny. So I enjoyed the movie. I'm going to give it like a 6. I mean, it wasn't great. It was nothing new. It was nothing spectacular, but it was to me like it did the job it was supposed to do, which was to be a dumb stoner movie that is dumb funny.
I've seen other dumb stoner movies that were better than this.
Me too.
Actually, I'm not going to even give it a 1. I'm going to give it a 0.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I've seen better movies.
This is the lowest rated movie that we've done is Sausage Party.
What do you rate it at?
I'd give it a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely seen better stoner movies, but but I've also seen worse, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with my 6.
I would much rather watch Nine Lives and Shallows than that.
Well, me too. Me too, but I like the Shallows. Yeah, I don't know why you guys didn't.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah, not my type of movie. I'm glad that you did, and I'm glad that you're on
like
the show.
Neighbors too. I liked that one, but yeah, this I can't do. Yeah. I can't get those 2 hours back.
The only reason I didn't bring up Neighbors in Seth Rogen's latest films is because those kind of broke form from the dumb stoner movie type.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, no, that's
yeah. why I left those out. But yeah, Neighbors
were
actually
a Seth Rogen made movie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but like I said, I think right now we depend way too much on dumb humor, and it gets, you know, yeah, it gets kind of tiring after a while.
I think Joshy balanced that out, though.
I think so. Yeah, right? I enjoyed that film immensely. It's an excellent film. So
I think, okay, fine.
Yeah, it made up for it for me.
Well, yeah. I'll agree with Keith in this sense. Sausage Party should have been the indie film. Joshy should have been pushed. Like, somebody should have picked up Joshy and put it in theaters.
Yeah, but that's name recognition. You
know, yeah. You know, oh,
Seth
I totally
Rogen's,
agree.
He's a Hollywood star. So
I totally agree.
You know.
But I think just because Joshy was an independent movie, it's definitely
it
still
makes
worth
it even better
time.
In some ways.
Yeah, because it's like a hidden gem, yes. Like The Fundamentals of Caring.
You'll find, yeah. I mean, there are great mainstream films, and a lot of times we get the chance to review them on this podcast, and that's awesome. But a lot of your better films, a lot of times, are independent films.
Definitely.
You know? You know? B-movies, independent films, those are our hidden treasures.
But to me, Seth Rogen has gotten progressively worse. Like, Superbad was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's
a
great movie.
And then look at today. Like, you know, yeah. That has been a downward
preaching
trend.
Preaching to the choir, bro.
Right.
But yeah, I even liked Green Hornet. I even enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, the Green Hornet was okay. But I even consider that one kind of different. It broke form a little, too.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie. And
if I'm in the mood for a stoner comedy, then I like Seth Rogen. It's what it is. I mean,
me too, but
everyone's got that, you know, like, I could watch a dumb comedy right now. I could just sit down and just, like,
yeah,
just turn
well,
it
to
on.
Me, it's when you want to switch off mentally and you don't want to, like, think about a movie. But there have been better, like, Pineapple Express is my stoner comedy. Actually, even Superbad is my stoner
I don't really
comedy.
Have a stoner comedy. I just have comedies that I either like or, yeah. Like, you know, I'll watch Friday. I mean, you might say that's a stoner comedy, but to me, it's just a comedy.
Oh, so. Friday. I have deep respect for Friday, though, because I grew up around the same area. So I have to love,
But
Friday has nostalgia factor for me.
Yeah, so I watch a film like that or something. You know, or I watch The Big Lebowski, and that might be considered a stoner comedy, too. But to me, it's just a good comedy. So.
Okay, so Desert Island it.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Joshy, baby, all the way.
Yeah, Joshy was so good.
was funny.
I think Joshy was the better of the two films, but that one's way too heavier for me to like if I had one movie stuck on an island.
What's that tell you that I'd rather see a film that has to deal with suicide on an island versus Sausage Party? What's that tell you, dude?
I think Joshy is one of the better films we've done, period.
It is.
I love Joshy.
I think
it's
so.
It's an excellent film. Right. I agree. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Hands way down, Joshy.
And thumbs way up. Definitely pick up Joshy. I looked up that one, too. That one was like $6 to rent on Amazon.
Oh, right on.
Totally worth it.
It's worth it.
Do
it's
it.
It's worth even more than that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's actually worth a lot more than
that. Yeah,
I would buy that film. You know, I say I look forward to purchasing that film eventually.
Definitely.
So.
I think one I could buy it, too. I think that's. I don't ever usually buy a physical copy.
So
but.
Good recommendation once again, Jordan. So that's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess with all that being said, that's the end of the show right now.
Oh, yes, it is. And
anybody want to take us out of here?
Yeah, well, I can definitely say thank you once again for listening to us. You never know what you're going to get until you hear us.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Right? That's the beauty of the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Review Podcast. And you can always like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can get us on Instagram. And there's Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, as Mariano always tells me. Mm-hmm. And also GSMCpodcast.com.
And iTunes.
Yes, thank you. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Thank you. And I'm Keith.
I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan.
And once again, thanks again. And we'll see you somewhere out in space.
Sounds good.